This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Crowds lined the entrance to a cemetery in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw, on Sunday as the hearse carrying the body of a slain anti-coup protester arrived. They silently raised their hands in three-fingered salutes, a sign of defiance and resistance adopted from neighboring Thailand, as the hearse rolled slowly past, bearing the body of a woman who died on Friday. She died 10 days after she was shot in the head as security forces tried to disperse a large crowd protesting against the military's seizure of power at the start of this month. She was the first confirmed death among the many thousands who have taken to the streets to protest the coup that toppled the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Meanwhile, protesters in Yangon gathered outside the United Nations office on Sunday, calling on the organization to take action against the new military government. This comes after riot police shot dead two anti-coup protesters and injured several others on Saturday. One of the victims was shot in the head and died immediately during the latest rally in the second largest city of Mandalay, according to Frontier Myanmar. Another was shot in the chest and died en route to the hospital. In Mandalay, crowds continued to protest on Sunday, despite the fear of renewed use of deadly force. Niger voted on Sunday in the second round of a presidential election that is expected to usher in the first democratic transition of power since the West African nation gained independence. Ruling party candidate Mohamed Bazoum is seen by many as a favorite after leading in the first round on December 27th. He is up against former president Mahamane Ousmane, who scored 17% from that first round. This is VOA.